Devotional Meditations on the Questions of Jesus. Ever heard someone say, "That's a good question"? As I read the questions of Jesus, I was constantly saying, "That's a good question, and it deserves an honest answer." I'm Don Harris. Join me now, and together we'll examine the questions of Jesus. Question 22. Can the blind lead the blind? Luke 6:39, Matthew 15:12 through 14 combined. Then came his disciples and said unto him, "Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch?" It's interesting that this analogy of the blind appears in two places and spans two separate subjects. In one place, Luke 6, our Lord is showing how we are blind leaders of the blind when we attempt to remove specks from our brother's eye while blinded by a beam. Reference question 9. The Matthew account presents to us the hypocritical Pharisees as blind leaders that will eventually cause themselves and the ones they're leading to fall into a ditch. Jesus asked, "Can the blind lead the blind?" He didn't ask, "Should they?" "Could they?" or "May they?" He asked, "Can they?" The implication is that they cannot. Any of us would agree that it is an impossibility, and we'll study this impossibility. In the age in which we live, education has become a necessity. Unfortunately, it has become common to look to education, teachers, institutions, and books whenever a field, an idea, or an endeavor unfamiliar to us presents itself. I say unfortunately because this habit transfers to the spiritual realm all too easily. When we find a passage of Scripture that's hard to understand, we may reach for a commentary to explain it. When we have difficulty in life and find ourselves tangled in emotion and unable to think objectively, we sit before counselors, ask opinions, and take advice. We scour books to deepen our spiritual understanding when all we can gain from these things are the opinions of our fellows. As well-intentioned as it may be, as good as it may be, when a man offers his solutions, it's just one degree of blindness helping another. It's like one with cataracts helping another with myopia. Jesus would ask, "Can the blind lead the blind?"
What are you looking for? Where is your faith? Why did you doubt? These are some of the most probing questions ever asked, but even more significant is who it is that asked them, Jesus, the Son of God. If you want to embark on a journey of discovery that will impact your life, listen to the questions that Jesus asked. In his devotional meditations book entitled On the Questions of Jesus, Don Harris examines 150 questions that the Messiah posed. This book was the result of a personal devotional study that Don embarked upon a few years ago. After sharing several of his insights with others, he was encouraged to publish what the Lord was teaching him. And the conclusion was a 475-page devotional which examines the revealing questions Jesus asked and the answers given. As you hear Jesus ask the probing questions to his adversaries, acquaintances, seekers, and intimate disciples, you'll be challenged to examine your own life in respect to Christ's inquiries. As you hear his questions and consider your own answers, you're thrust into his time and he into yours. Words on a page become a live conversation. Jesus asked questions of the people in the Bible stories to fulfill the will of God, and that was, as it remains with us, to bring the chosen ones closer to his Father. With this devotional, you can experience a daily exchange of thought with the Christ of the Bible, leading you closer to him, revealing his ways, his thoughts, and eventually, if he wills it so, his Father. If you would like, you could purchase Don Harris's book entitled On the Questions of Jesus for $30, which includes shipping and handling. Just call toll-free at 888-578-7867. That's 888-578-7867, or write Questions of Jesus at AOL.com. It's an investment that will encourage you to listen to Jesus. Now let's rejoin Don with more from the Questions of Jesus.
Can the blind lead the blind? Blindness is an excellent analogy. Jesus used it often to describe the condition of the religious leaders of his day. The Matthew 23 account, where Jesus chides the Pharisees, he uses the word blind 5 times. In John 9:39-41, Jesus states, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If you were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remaineth." Here, and many other places, we can find blindness depicting the spiritual condition of man. Being healed of blindness can stand as a parallel and metaphor to our first encounter with Christ. The thought of blindness and our state of sinfulness being allegorically equal offers something very special when it's carried over to the other scriptures like John 9:32. "Since the world began, it was not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind." The blindness, however, that we examine here is the blindness of humanistic leadership. The, quote, "help" of our modern Christian leadership can be engaged at nearly every level of spiritual growth. There are those on academic levels, from so-called Sunday school teachers to seminary professors. There are counselors offering help to those who need emotional stability or help dealing with tragedy or loss. There are those who claim special powers of healing and deliverance from every bondage, mental, physical, and spiritual. Actually, not unlike the other modern specialist fields, the modern minister's domain is becoming more and more specific and professional. If anyone in our country today felt a desire to become more spiritual or to attain peace with God, they could find thousands of books, thousands of tapes. They could attend hundreds of seminars all across the country, churches, study groups, Bible studies, sermons, lectures. Yet, with all this help and knowledge at our disposal, our hearts are in turmoil, our minds are troubled, our churches fragmented, our families torn. One church builds on one side of town and another loses longtime members in a bitter split. Pastors once held in high esteem leave their towns in disgrace of sin. Why is the body of Christ so divided and diverse when we all use the same scriptures, worship the same God, and all supposedly share the same goal? Are all these sources of help doling out faulty information? Are they false prophets? Or are they simply the blind leading the blind? We can come to no other conclusion when we look at the results of 2,000 years of Christianity, purportedly under the leadership of the same Spirit of God, for the outcome blatantly betrays us. We're not traveling the straight and narrow path. We're not even on the broad way. We're hardly moving. Sometimes when we read of the power that the early church had in Jerusalem, in the writings of the apostles, and even in the writings of Josephus, the martyrs recorded by Fox and such, it looks as though we're going backwards. We're not moving. We're not in the road. We're in the ditch. What's gone wrong? Where did we miss the mark? Many different people have many different answers to that question. I submit that we went wrong on guidance. We looked to man to help us along our way, not knowing that he was as lost as we, as blind as we, and in need of the self-same guidance that we were seeking. John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, and he will show you things to come. If we cannot rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us, how can we rely on him to keep us, seal us, and ultimately save us? If we do claim to rely fully upon him, why do we run to man and seek his opinion? Why do we depend upon the honor of man to tell us the truth? If he knows the truth, where did he find it? If your teacher learned truth from other men, it's worthless to you. Even if he learned at the feet of Christ himself, what prevents you from doing the same thing? We have tripped at the same stumbling stone as our fathers. We've placed our trust in men. Galatians 1:11-12 says, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Other than Christ himself, our guides are blind. Our books are foolishness. Our lives are destined for the ditch. We must look to Christ. He has come by the Spirit of God to teach his people himself. Nothing is more important to our Christian walk than to be in fellowship and communion with the one with whom we're supposed to be walking. Since the apostles, all of us have the same access to God. Not one has secured some special heavenly communication and later been commissioned to share their special wisdom with the less fortunate. Whether people claim this divinity or not, they certainly do imply their superiority by hawking their wares and selling their gospel to those who are seeking and unsuspecting. The truth of God, filtered through man, is no truth at all. There is truth and righteousness, grace, and the knowledge of God waiting for those who seek them. The answers to your lifelong questions are waiting in God and in you. Look to Jesus alone for the knowledge you seek. Go to him and learn of him, and you'll find rest for your soul. The source of Solomon's wisdom awaits your bowed knee. The Creator of the universe is willing to infuse your contrite heart with his power. The Son of God is again willing to open eyes, blind from birth, and replace your teachers, your books, your pastors, and counselors. Your guide is not blind. He can see from here to eternity and back. Do you waste your time with these earthly and temporal helps? Jesus asked, "Can the blind lead the blind so that they not both fall into the ditch?"
Ours is a quest to learn of our Messiah and his Father, Yehovah. Jesus asked questions of the people in the Bible stories to fulfill the will of God, and that was, as it remains with us, to bring the chosen ones closer to his Father. With this devotional, you can experience a daily exchange of thought with the Christ of the Bible. If you would like, you could purchase Don Harris's book entitled On the Questions of Jesus for $30, which includes shipping and handling. Just call toll-free at 888-578-7867. That's 888-578-7867, or write Questions of Jesus at AOL.com.
Thank you for joining us. This is Don Harris, inviting you to join us again next time as we examine the next in the series from the book On the Questions of Jesus.